sharing on concepts 1 through 6.
I'm an ag. My name is Martin. And I'm clean through God's grace. Program of Nakai Economics. A lot of help from y'all to work them on. And I don't know if I'm glad, happy, or sad, or whatever, to do this meeting. I was just asked a few minutes ago to fill in. And I've learned over the years, a day at a time, and from attending meetings, having a sponsor, trying to apply these principles of the 12 steps and 12 traditions in my life to the best of my ability, that when I'm able and I'm willing and they ask me to do the meeting, then I should think about doing it. And I was willing and I was able. I don't speak for Nakai Economics as a whole. I don't have a degree on the 12 steps or the 12 traditions or even the 12 concepts. I can only share with you my experience, strengths, and hope and my understanding as it applied to me over the years. My clean date is September the 10th, 1983. At some point in time, from maybe the early part of December of 1983 up into now, I have always been somewhat involved in service in Nakai Economics. I'm like a lot of other people who come here, didn't know what to expect, didn't even know if I was going to stay clean. Didn't even know if I wanted to stay clean, you know, the whole 9 yards of doubting myself for why I was here. And one thing, I was looking for another way how to shoot some dope and not, you know, lose my job or get put out on, you know, my ex-wife put me out on the street in below zero weather, you know, my family members not talking to me or trusting me. You know, I was trying to find a way that I could actually continue to use without having these other problems in my life. But somewhere down the line, I found out that either I was going to stay clean a day at a time, not use, or go back to using and stay in the old rut or living. And I choose to stay clean a day at a time. You know, my home group is located in Baltimore City. We meet on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock and also on Friday nights at 7 o'clock. And once every other week, we do have step meetings and tradition meetings and the concept meetings. From my early recollection, man, I've been a coffee person. You know, when the meeting opened up, I was there at least a half hour early before the secretary even opened the door, because I was so excited about being a coffee person. I just took that as a big deal. You know, I'm making coffee for my home group. And I'd go in, I'd set up the coffee pot and, you know, set up the teapot and put the coffee out, the tea out, hot chocolate, you know, the cups and the rear, you know, just arrange everything on the table like I wanted it with the paper towels, things sitting on top of it. I have it all cleaned up, you know, the water get ready. And then here come one of y'all to get your coffee, you know. You come and get your coffee and you make a mess. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, now he know that he should clean that up. What do you think this is? I say, hey man, you waste the coffee. Now you want to get that up, you know, or you know that ain't right. So I took that service real serious, man. And even though it was only a service of making the coffee and setting it up and taking everything down when the meeting was over. And from that point, I went into they gave me the position of secretary, opening meetings, you know, getting the speaker for the meeting. Because my home group was always was an open discussion. And some days, can't remember, I think on Saturdays we had tradition meetings. Anyway, my job was then, you know, to get the speaker, open the doors, you know, make sure the place is straight, make sure the literature's out, you know, that kind of stuff. Be there for group conscious and all that. And I took that real serious, you know. When I was a secretary, some people call them, some parts of the country they call moderating, you know, and things like that. From being able to travel since I've been clean to different places or different states and cities, some some groups do the meetings differently. I mean, they don't do it to the point where they violate traditions or anything. It's just that their format are different than what we do here in Baltimore. You know, some meetings are 2 hours long, and then at a break, they read the traditions. They'll start off just reading the beginning of the meeting. They read the who works how and why, and then during the break, that's when they read the traditions. You know, that blew me out the water when I first saw that. And you know what I thought? Oh, they're not doing it right. They messing it up, you know. And come find out, in Baltimore, we was doing it totally backwards. You know, so I served, and, you know, being able to serve it as a secretary, you know, I felt real good about that, man. And then somewhere down the line, they made me the DSR for the home group, you know, and I got very involved in that. I remember going to the area service meeting once a month here in Baltimore and being the GSR and watching them handling the business of NA and not really understanding what was going on because I wasn't really down or I wasn't really had that much information on the 12 traditions. You know, I was real familiar with 1, 2, and 3. But, you know, down the line, I really wasn't familiar with the traditions. So when they were doing certain things, and how in the business of NA, I really didn't understand. And I'd raise my hand, and I'd be out of order. And they said, well, you can't do that right now, Martin. You got to do that later. If you're violating tradition so-and-so. And if you're like me, I think I'm a smart addict. You know, I think I'm real intelligent. You know, even though I shot dope in my neck, but I think I'm real intelligent. You know, and I don't like to be wrong, you know. So when they told me that a couple of times, that's when I invested in looking into the tradition. Because I didn't want to be wrong at the next area service meeting. And I remember, man, they would be at the meetings and they would get real heated. And I used to say, oh, they can make a fight. And I'd be sitting back at it because I always like a good fight, see. And I'd be sitting there, again, you know, saying to myself, go ahead, hit him, you know, smack him. And they never would physically fight, but it would get so intense, you know, it just looked like something was going to jump off any moment. And the amazing thing that I noticed that blew me out of the water, when it got like that, somebody in that room would say, hold it, let's have a moment of silence and say the serenity prayer. And they would have that moment of silence, they say the serenity prayer, and after that, they resumed business of NA like nothing never happened. That was the damnest thing I've ever seen in my life. They didn't even talk about they were just going to kill one another. You know, it was like it never happened. You know, they hugged each other. After the meeting, I've seen people, they apologized to each other. And I was like, man, they're a bunch of suckers, you know. I would have smacked them, you know. But I didn't fully understand what was going on. And after being a GSR, man, Then I was voted in as RCM. And all this came later in my recovery. It started happening, you know, 5, 10 years. The more experience I got, it seemed like the more the group would trust me to be a trusted servant in certain areas, you know. And then I became the RCM and all like that. I started being a part of the regional. I started serving on certain venture committees, registration, and things like that over the years, and until I got to where I felt that I didn't want to, you know, actually do that. And I wouldn't dare be in one of the committees today for the convention. It's too much politics for me, my personal opinion, and I don't need to stress, you know. But when I did it, it was enjoyable. It was very, very enlightening. It was educational for me, too, because I learned a lot of things about the steps, I mean, about the traditions and the 12 concepts. And even though the 12 concepts came much, much later in my recovery, we always didn't have the 12 concept. I think they were printed up in the late 90s or something like that. I can't remember exactly. I wish I had brought one of the 12 concept books with me. But I think that came much later. A lot of literature came after I had years, double digits of years of recovery, you know, because in the beginning when I got here, it was just the basic text. It was a little white book. It was some IPs, the pamphlets. It was the introduction guide. and it was the little white book. We didn't have a lot of material at our reach. I had to order my basic text through the mail when I got here in 1983, because all meetings didn't have a basic text. Keychains were only at certain meetings, because there was a meeting that could afford to stock keychains and things like that. So a lot of the literature, some literature came after I had, you know, double digits of recovery. And I guess you say, I want to keep this as simple as possible, because you guys told me to keep this as simple as possible. And I share that information because I know that everything that I've shared, from my understanding, I've covered, I have covered the concepts 1 through 6. And I'm going to read them to you. And you formulate your own, you know, opinion. Like I say again, I don't speak for this program, and I don't speak for the steps or the 12 concept. But I tell you what, and I'm going to share this, and I'm going to read this. Today, what I do to stay connected in service work is that Free State Regional have a service center, and people order literature from us. And I've been involved in that in the last 7 or 8 years. I'm president of the board. And I've also, now that I've retired from working, I go over to the service center at least 2 or 3 days a week, and I help fill orders. I answer the phone. I put together phone books. That's my way of staying connected in service, other than being a member of my home group and showing up. On that level, I stay connected. Tomorrow, I'll have to go to the regional meeting that's down here in Ocean City to give a report on what the service center has experienced in the last month or so, in the last month. I give them a treasury report, and I give them information on things that the service center want to do to help bring in more money to so we can stay afloat and so we can study, have literature there for areas to come and buy or call in and order literature. So that's what I do with 29 years a day at a time by God's grace. If I'm living in if I see September, it'd be 30 years by God's grace, you know. And I'm real proud and I'm thankful, and I did have an ego about it, but I've calmed down because it's only by God's grace and a lot of help from y'all that I made 29 years, you know. And the main thing is I didn't die in these last 29 years. And I didn't use a day at a time. And by doing that, the information that you guys shared or gave to me, I was able to receive and use it. So, you know, tradition one says, to fulfill our fellowship primary purpose, the NA groups have joined together to create a structure which develop coordination and maintain service on the behalf of NA as a whole, you know. And that's what the groups have done. The groups have come together, and when these groups do not violate the traditions and the 12 concepts, and they give these marathons and group anniversaries and things like that, or they come together and have fundraisers, then they all pitch in because we all attend these fundraisers or events that is put on. And as a whole, the members pitch in and help out, you know. And that's just my understanding. I'm not going to tweak every word in these 12 concepts. I honestly believe that each one of them speaks for itself. I really don't have to add anything to it, you know. Number two, the final responsibility and authority for the NA service rests with NA groups. And my understanding is the group continues to keep that door open for the newcomers to come in, continue to buy literature from the service center, keep making their donations to the area whenever they can, or whatever they can donate on a monthly basis, then that helps to keep them doors or helps them group to survive. Because without the group, there is no world. There is no area, there's no regional, and there's definitely no world. If it wasn't, everything starts and ends with the groups. I believe that. That's my understanding. You know, until it's proven otherwise, but I totally believe that. And that's been shown to me in over the last years. And NA Group, number three, NA Group delegates to the service structure the authority necessary to fulfill the responsibility assigned to it. NA Group delegates to the service structure. And we have people that goes to the region, like me, go to the region this month and give a report. You know, I've delegated, I'm going to serve, and I'm going to give my report and all that. That's as simple as I could possibly give it to you, you know. Four, each leadership is highly valuable in NICAR economics. Leadership qualities should be carefully considered when selecting trust and service. And let's face it, you don't want to select the trust and service that's using. Just use the day, and you say, we're going to make you a trust and serve. We want you to handle the money. That's crazy. So we have to, as a group, be careful who we select that's going to represent us anywhere within narcotic economics and also outside of narcotic economics. We want somebody that's going to be responsible, that's going to be respectful, that's going to be trustworthy, that's going to be dependable, all them things. So, you know, that's what I get out when I read this. We want to be careful who we select for service, to be a service to narcotic economics, especially from our group. Five, each group responsible assigning to the service structure a single point of decision and accountability should be clearly defined. And if you give me a service, then you need to tell me definitely what I need to do. Whatever position I'm taking, it should be I should have a clear understanding of what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and what my duties and responsibilities are. You know. Six, group consciousness is the spiritual meaning by which we invite a loving God to influence our decisions. And remember I talked about the area, and I thought they were going to get to fighting. Well, sometimes we get pretty heated on the group level, too, when we have group consciousness. I know it happens in my group, you know. And it just recently happened, and somebody in my home group said, look, we forgot why we're here. Let's say the serenity prayer. And they said the serenity prayer. And I kind of smiled because I remember that first time I seen that done was at the area service meeting. And I have a lot of time in my home group, and I understand why people do that. A lot of times they look up to the senior member to take charge or lead, you know. And I try not to do that. Whatever the group decides, I support them. Even if I don't like it, I support them anyway because that's my home group, and that's the decision that they have made by voting. And I just support them in that matter. Said, look, that's all I got to say on these six concepts. I want to thank the committee for taking a risk and asking me at the last minute. I thank you, Jim, for coming and getting me. And I've enjoyed this. And again, thank you so much.